Okay, so we're doing some mystical tefillah, right? So basically, I saw another Gemara. On Tassam and Bays, which basically is related to this. So it's on Tassam and Bays, and it says like this. If you have it, says, it's a Gemara actually about Davini Hunnich. You know. So it says like this, like it's, I guess, halfway down the page or so. It says, Hayid Rebbe Yis Yehuda or Sant Yochanan ben Eliakim Mishum Kala Kedisha Debir Yerushalayim. Okay? It's like, you see a Kol HaSomech is the end of the line. So it's a testimony of Rav, someone ben Eliakim, in the name of the Kol HaKadisha of Yerushalayim. Kol HaSomech Ula Tefila, anyone who is Somech Ula Tefila, Eino Nizak Kol Yom Kula, will not be harmed the entire day. Okay? Sounds good? Won't be harmed the entire day. Okay. Amar Rav Zera. Zera says, Ani, Eini Hasmacho, but I did this. I was Somech. The it's Ziki. And I was harmed. Right? And I was harmed. But don't tell me that it's not, you're not going to be harmed. I'm telling you, I did it and I was harmed. So apparently it's not true. So I'm alive in my Itzikats. With what were you harmed? Right? How were you harmed? What did you do? What happened? So it says, the amtias asalabe maka, that I was forced to bring hadasim, right, myrtle branches, whatever, hadasim, to the king's head, to the king. So it's like a tax, some sort of work tax. And the day that I did Zmiel Zgul Tzvila, I was forced to do this. Right? So apparently it's not true. So the Gemara, so they said back to him, Hasam nami mi boy lechala mehav agra nachse ape malka. No, on the contrary, don't complain about that. That's not bad. On the contrary, you should have even paid to be able to go see the face of the king. Damar of Yochanan. Oh, let me start the adam lara tzikus machay Israel. Person should always try to run to see the kings of Israel. The lo lachus machay Israel, but not only to see the kings of Israel. Even to see the kings of the Goyim. Why is that a good idea? Shem Yizka, because if you're Zocha, Yavchim bin Machi Yisrael Machi Yachim, you'll be able to differentiate between the kings of the Jews and the king of the Goyim. Right? What does it mean if you're Zocha? So Rashi says, Shem Yizka lo'om haba. You're Zocha to'om haba. Liros gedulos of Yisrael. Yimus Mashiach, you'll see the gedul of Yisrael. And Yavchin Kama Harbe Gidulas and Yoser Alhumas Asav, you'll see how much greater the kings of the Jews are, greater than the kings nowadays. Right? So therefore, he's saying, so on the contrary, it was good that you got to bring Hadassim to the king. You know, it was a great opportunity for you. You got to see the king. So don't tell me that this statement of Vidavin, Smil Skul Tvila, you're not going to be harmed all day. Don't knock it off by saying it happened to you that you did Smil Skul Tvila and you were brought to the king's quarters. On the contrary, bringing God to the king is very good. If anything, you should have paid for that. Right? So therefore the statement could still be true. Right? Interesting, huh? And then the Gemara goes a little bit further. Amar le Rav Ila'a le'ula, ki aila sahasam shal b'shalma de Rav Brona achi, b'may med kala chabura. So when you, Rav Ila said to Ula, when you get to there, I guess there at Yisrael or somewhere, you should seek out the peace, after the shalom of Rav Brona, my brother, in front of the whole group, the Adam Gadol Hill. He's a great person. He's sameach for mitzvot, and he's very happy about mitzvot. Zimna chada, one time, samach gulo tzeva, he dismissed gulo tzeva, v'lo pasach chucham nipumei kol ayoma, and the smile didn't pass up for off of his mouth the entire day. He was smiling the entire day. That's how great of a person he is. And it's a sameach for mitzvot. Okay?
What happened the other days?
The other days. That's a good question. Good question. So, I mean, Tosus says, look at Tosus. Tosus goes to the Tvila in Anizak. In Tomar, hello, kala olam, Sunkum go to the Tvila? Everyone does that. What do you mean? It's saying if you do some Tvila, you're not going to be damaged the entire day. What do you mean? Everyone does go to the Tvila. Right? Umay Rabuse, the Rabrona. And what's the Kiddush of Rabrona? Did a Pasuku call me Pome that he didn't lift off the smile off his face? I mean, of course. What's he so excited about? I mean, this is still everyone does that all the time. Yes, no, definitely come. Call some global tefila, kibasikin. Shekor and kriyish, makod them achayin, makod them hanetz, tefila achanetz. That doesn't mean just to do it. It means to do it like vasikin. We do kriyish before hanetz and tefila after hanetz, and that's the best way to do it. And he got that, and that's what he was so excited about. And a person does that, he's not going to be harmed all day. You know, but that's not, I mean, Tosus is notwithstanding, it's not what it sounds like it's saying. Right? And I think in the Masifta they brought down that there's Yerushalmi, that basically it's pretty clear that it doesn't mean that. At least Yerushalmi doesn't. That it's saying a similar din, and it doesn't mean it's, it seems clear from the context there. Let's see if I remember what the proof was. Let me see if I can just find it out quickly.
I mean, as a side point, is that what Tosus calls Vasikin? Not just having tefillah.
Yeah, Vasikin is, you do tefillah right after Hanit and Kriya Shema right before Hanit.
One.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so they bring down the Yerushalmi. It sounds like Yerushalmi, they're talking about three types of tekef, like things which are back-to-back. Shlita, Shmicha, the Shlita, Netilas, Nain, the Bracha, Gulo, the Tefillah. And basically, it seems from there that Shmicha, Gulo, the Tefillah is in any condition. It's not talking about any specific type of thing that you're doing it, you know, B'tel Ras, B'tel Ras, Vasikin. Right. So what's the big deal? He says, well, maybe they used to not do Shmicha Gulo Tefila. They used to learn Torah, and then they do Kriya Shema. They learned in the mornings, and then they basically, it comes to mind Kriya Shema, they just read Kriya Shema, and then they do Tefila later. Something like that. So, whatever. You know, it's hard. There's a problem. The problem is, like, what in the world? Like, if you say like Tosus, I guess you could say like Tosus. It's hard to understand that altogether, but I mean, it sounds like Tosus is forcing that into the Gemara. Right? I mean, anyways, it's hard to understand, right? I'm saying is, you're not getting damaged the whole day. And then he said this whole story, and he says, look, it happened to me, and I was damaged. He says, oh, that's not a damage, that's a good thing. Right? I mean, so what's the theory? That's true, so let's say he didn't, let's say it wasn't that he saw a king. That's his shot that he said to his little tefillah, and then he got hit by a car. You know, and got into a bad car accident. I don't know, something like that. And then it would have been a kasha. Then, or could you deal with anything? I mean, it's true, seeing the king, you could say, is a good idea. But I mean, is that always work? Is it true? I'm sure there's other examples of people who didn't smoke gold tefillah and then had a bad day. You know? So maybe, yeah, it's true. Maybe this example wasn't a good example, but, I mean, come on. There's got to be other examples of people who didn't smoke gold tefillah and had bad days. Right? And they're smiling all day. I mean, the whole thing, right? I'm sure there are people who daven hanets and have a bad day. And who aren't smiling all day.
For that right. Tosfos.
What's that?
There's a thing for that Tosfos. Maybe you could learn, like, why he's jamming it in. Maybe you could learn that his chiddush is that hanets, that structure with hanets is a kiyum in smicha gulo tefila.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, I guess that would have to be justified, but I hear you.
Yeah, I don't have any justification. justification, just trying to explain why he might.
Yeah. Hear what you're saying. If somehow that's a Kim, right?
I mean, it seems like it's more of a philosophical statement than a halachic statement. That you're going to have a good day means that you're looking at the day the right way, that you're setting up your day to start it with smichas kula with tefillah. Of course, anything can happen to you in the day. You can get hit by a car right afterward. Your outlook on the day is a good day.
Okay, so you could say something like that, but I mean, then what's he saying? Why is he bringing a counterexample from the fact that he was taken to have a tax from the king? You know, then what's his question then? If that's what they mean, right? What's the counterexample, you know?
Right. And he didn't know the idea that it's going to be, it's a good thing to see the king anyway?
What's that?
He didn't know the idea that it's good to see even a melech, the Goyim?
I know. I don't know. I guess not. I don't know. Sounds like it. I mean, that's a statement. That is fine. That's just Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Maybe he wasn't aware of that. He thought it's annoying to have to go to the king of Akhla. You know, like that I don't mind. I mean, we know that because that's whatever. We've heard of it. But, I mean, that's a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a Mishnah or a Brisa. It's Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Mm-hmm. So who knows, you know?
And, like, what if you're due to get an Onesh? Like, so you can avoid Onesh by just doing Smicha Gula Tefillah?
Yeah, you do all the Chatam you want the day before.
Right. I mean, could you,
maybe he just wasn't, maybe he was just not on that level to get that kind of hashgacha. Like, just because you do it, you do smicha gula tefillah, like, in order to get, if it's a hashgacha thing, you would have to be on the right level. So maybe he committed some faith before, and he didn't get the hashgacha. So.
Right. So you're asking a question,
how is the fact that something, what?
I mean, you're asking a question, right?
Yeah. Like, how is the fact that something bad happened to him, that shouldn't be relevant.
Right, but I guess it says, call us some little tefillah, and another call him kula.
Yeah, but did he have a havamina that that's a hashkachas event? That, all you do is this magic thing, and then hashkach is going to watch over you. That sounds a little strange also.
It does. But, I mean, if he didn't, If he didn't, then what's his question? And the dialogue is funny, right? The whole dialogue is funny.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you think that's a sign of a person that would be under the hashgacha, is that he takes everything so carefully that even he's smicha gula l'tfila.
But it sounds like it's like a one-time thing. It's not like the person. It's like you did it this morning.
Right. Right, and you do it. I mean, and also it's a thing. I mean, you do the tefillah like he does it. I mean, that's the halacha. That's the mitzvah, no? That's the Tosfos is saying.
Right? That's what Tosfos is saying. Everybody does it.
Yeah, right. You know, it doesn't quite help. Like, I know it's very funny. So, I mean, it's also, that's such a big thing. You do a seeking one day, that's it. You do a seeking, and now it's such a great thing. He's so smiling the whole day because he did the seeking. I mean, big deal. Big deal. Especially back in the day. I mean, they woke up at dawn, and, you know, whatever, the rooster crows. I mean, it was such a thing. You do a seeking, and that's it. And that, you know, it's like those are trying to solve a problem, but it still doesn't quite answer the question. Why is he getting so excited about doing what's he can?
I guess it's not just saying it, that a smicha gula l'tfila, is that there's an understanding that goes with it.
Okay.
And there's a state of the person when he's smicha gula l'tfila. Now, it's something that not everybody has in the morning. You wake up, you know, you're asleep, there are certain times when you're alert, and that you could really be somebody's Gula L'Tfila.
Mm-hmm. I guess, like, it's like there's a kiyum of Smicha Gula L'Tfila, like a kiyum in terms of the kiyumship of wave.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay. I mean, to do it right. Just like, I mean, when we said that Kosel Tefillah is Ben Olam Haba, it didn't mean anyone who just does Smicha Gula Tefillah, right? Because as we said, that's too far-fetched to it, and we had a whole theory, right? Like based on the Rashi, it means you recognize the Gula, and that moves you to appreciate Hashem and his role in history, and thereby use that to help you have a better Tefillah and have more Kavana, right? That whole thing. So, and that's what brings you to Olam Haba, is that you incorporate the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that he's a goel into your tefillos, and it motivates you to do a tefillah, right? In line with that idea in your mind's eye, right? So if you say that, so it must be something like that, right? I'm saying here, when you do some physical tefillah, you're not going to be harmed the whole day, or he's smiling the whole day. It must be he did it in just the right way. It means doing it, but doing it right. Not just doing it, there's a lot of doing it, there's really doing it. Right? Right. Okay. That's so good a start. Right? But the question then is, I guess, still doesn't answer the question, is, so does it mean that, like, what does it mean now in terms of the schar? In terms of how you don't harm the whole day, and so much so that, what's his name? He gave them, he gave a question, what do you mean? It's true, I did it, and I had a tough day, right? So what's his kasha? Right? What's his kasha? And if you say that, it's just, what does it mean you're not going to be harmed all day? And then what's his kasha? Why is he questioning it? Based on what? Because he had a day where something happened to him? Okay, so what? Things happen to you, that's life.
There has to be more than something just happened to him. What happened to him had to have been something that's out of the ordinary.
Okay.
That you would say, oh, no, this has to be from some, it can't be, it's an out of the ordinary thing.
Okay.
If you're saying it's out of the ordinary, now you say, oh, no, that shouldn't happen on a day where I'm in the right frame of mind. You don't get hit from left field.
Right.
I guess there is a type of hashgacha for somebody who's on that level.
Right.
And that's what he's assuming, that, yeah, a person who's on this level who recognizes Gula Tefillah in the proper way is a person who is on a certain level where he's not going to get hit from left field.
Right.
And here I got hit from left field.
So must indicate?
That must. You'd say, first, it'd say he's not going on the thing that he didn't have the proper idea of Gula Tefillah.
Right.
Because he did have the proper idea of Gula Tefillah, but it must indicate that it's not a proper statement then.
Could, like, a book fall on his foot that day?
All right.
Yeah, but a plane is not going to hit his house.
Well, no, not at that time in history, no.
Okay, anyone else? Anyone else want to say anything there? So, I was thinking like this, okay, that, see, maybe he understood the person who was making this claim, that there's this Eidos from the Kala Kedisha of Yerushalayim, right? So maybe he, who's he, this is, Rav Zeira understood that they were making some sort of a claim about Hashgacha. That if a person does the school of Tefillah in a proper level, mamish, you do it in the right level, at the highest level, where you incorporate the ideas of Geulah, Hashem is the Goel, and you utilize that in your Tefillah, and you really could accomplish that objective, have that Tefillah as, you know, as designed by this concept of Geulah Tefillah, then there's going to be Hashgacha, it'll put you in a certain state of mind, and in that state of mind, of the Kira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be protected from some sort of harm. Right? And he says to them, come on, it's not true. It's not true. I'm telling you, I did it one day, or whatever, I did it. I had this proper kavana. And I wasn't harmed, and I was harmed. Right? Okay. So the thing is like this, is that, so now they're answering him, no, it wasn't harm. But the question is, yeah, but that doesn't really help, because I'm sure there are other people who did it in their arm. I mean, is this really, you think that there's no, your example is unique? That there's nothing else like that, you know? So, maybe the point is like this, is that What they told him, their answer to him isn't just, you know, this one thing. But, in other words, like this, like a person could, there's no ways to relate to being taken as like to the king, right? It could be the way that they were related to it is like, oh, this is a first of all, Tatiacha. He wants to learn Torah. What does he want to be slapping around Hadassim to the king? And like, who knows, you want to deal with a king. Kings could give you grief at times. So the whole thing is like nothing good about it, right? It's a tiracha. It takes him away from what he wants to be doing. And it's, here it is. He's supposed to be involved in, you know, it's a great day. He's in the theory able to be focused in Hashem and ideas and gula, great, in a perfect way. And it turns out that he's not able to because of this, he was taken, right? Because he was taken by the king. Now they say to him, hold on a second. You've got a bad perspective, because going to a king could actually give you a positive. Now, what's the positive? It's saying is that it's a good idea, because this way, if you're all around and you must Mashiach, you'll be able to have a proper mindset, right? You'll be able to compare and contrast and to see the difference, right? So that's an interesting thing to say. Is that like the way you think about life, or you should think about life? Like, I'm doing this activity and I think this is good, because if I'm around for most of Mashiach, so then I'll have a great limud. So it seems like Rabbi Yochanan saying is, yeah, ain't a chanami. That is the way to think. A person should be thinking about Gula Hashem, and it should be a reality. A person should be machake for the Gula. And they should be able to recognize the experience that happened to them as a lesson, maybe for now, maybe for most of Mashiach. The Merav Yameinu. So they're telling him that you have to have, see, the Geula L'Tfilah should put you in a certain perspective of looking at the world through the idea, the lens of Hashem as a Goel. Hashem was a Goel once, and Hashem will be a Goel in the future. Hashem was a Goel in Mitzrayim, and now you're Mespalo for a Goel Yisrael, and you're Mespalo for all the Brachos, Al Tzadikim, and Hashiveinu, 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 and, you know, Hashemach, and the Yerushalayim, right? So the thing is that the perspective which should be provided by the optimum involvement in Gula Tfila is Gula once, and I appreciate that, and that motivates me to now turn to Hashem as a Goel and to make my request in that context. And if I really have that, I do that appropriately, properly, so then it will affect my Tfila. It will affect not only if I feel, it will affect how I view the world. It will affect how I view the events that occur to me in the world. And even events which might be negative in the world, I might view, right? I could view it in the from the perspective of how this could contribute or play into the future, to the world order, which is ultimately in line with the plan of Yimus Mashiach. So many events which occur, a person could consider it in that context, in that perspective. And it could be, the saying is that if a person is, what they meant, a person is Samech Gula Tefillah, properly, at the highest level, he'll be saved the entire day. He won't be harmed the entire day. It could be, it means that he'll be able to have a proper perspective throughout the day. It will color his day in the way he views the events of the day. And it doesn't mean nothing bad could happen to him, but that's going to be like his frame of reference. And in that frame of reference, everything takes on a different coloring. Everything impacts you and is meaningful in a different type of way. So yeah, maybe you could end in a car accident. I don't know. That's possible. And that's not, but they're not addressing that. They're not saying, that's what I'm saying, is they're not claiming that there is a hashgacha. But they're just claiming that this type of an activity could undermine bad things that happen to you throughout the day. It could cause you to have a different perspective on things and have a more positive perspective and view it in the context of the grand world order in terms of Hashgach of Hashem, of Geula, how these things could contribute. So it could color your view of the events of the day. And that's all they're saying. So we're not saying, and if you have that, and you should have that, in theory that would be, don't tell us that you had this event, because on the contrary, you should have looked at this event as an opportunity if you did it properly.
But isn't that strengthening his taina? Because he did it properly, and it didn't work. He didn't view it. He didn't view
it. So, I mean, yes. You're saying that he didn't do it properly, then?
Yes, I guess so. I guess they're saying back to him, you're not a good counterexample because you're not really doing it properly. Right, and that's what they're saying. They're saying is, you're not really thinking properly, you're not doing it properly. You have to... they're countering back to the sign of Zero. Right? I mean, that's what it sounds like they're responding to, right? You're looking at this as a negative and as a positive. And you should have, right? Maybe you didn't do it properly, or maybe you didn't appreciate. Maybe you didn't appreciate what we meant and what the way you could do it and how it could benefit. Maybe he didn't understand the full idea. And he's saying, here, look, I understand what you're saying. I understand your question, but I still think it's fine. It's not a magical thing. You're just saying is that it's a vehicle. The point is not like it has to happen at clockwork. The point is the activity of Smith School of Tvila could serve as a vehicle to benefit your day and your outlook throughout the day. And it's not an isolated mitzvah. It's something which could affect your day. And I think maybe it's the two Gemaras together is like the other one says, if you do it, you're ben olam haba. That could mean, look, a person who's a zahir in the Indian, throughout his life, it means he'll be a ben olam haba. He does this regularly. He thinks about this regularly. This is his attitude and his mentality regularly. Then overall, he'll be a ben olam haba. But this memra is saying something even more particular, that even on each and every day that you do it, it will color your day. It's not just like an overall lifetime thing, but it has a benefit in a local sense, in a short-term sense, which is the day that you're able to focus on this properly, it's like a way to start off your day in a way that will affect the way you proceed throughout the day. And that's what he says, is that whoever it was, Rabrona, he says when he does it properly, so he'll feel it. One time he did it and he was smiling the entire day. It gave him a certain outlook on the world and looking at the world through the vantage point of Hashem HaSegala. And that impacted him throughout the day. So the thing is, this Gemara, as opposed to the Gemara knowledge, which was talking about more the impact it has on a person's life in a global sense, this is talking about the impact it could have on a person's life in a local sense, in a short-term sense.
So what exactly was Rabbi Zera's question then? Like, was he saying I had the right perspective at the time but didn't carry me through the day?
No. See, I'm learning. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I'm learning is that he didn't understand what they were saying. He thought that this Eidos, from the Kala Kedisha of Yerushalayim, he learned that they thought they were claiming that there's a hashkacha. A person who does it in the proper way will have a hashkacha not to be protected, not to be harmed, to be protected. I think that's what I'm learning. And then they said to him, and he said, look, it's not true. But then I guess the question of what I'm learning is, so then when they said, no, you mean that could be a benefit, so then maybe really in Echlami, maybe there really still is a Hashkacha. But I guess all I'm saying is that...
You mean that's a hashkacha, that it would be Bolam Haba, or that's not a hashkacha,
no,
that's because he's learning, he's living the right way.
Right.
That's not a hashkacha.
Right. But then what's his question?
No, initially he thought that they were saying that it's a hashkacha.
Right. Yeah, right.
So he comes back and says, oh, it's not hashkacha. Look what happened to me. So then they're giving him the proper idea. No, it's not hashkacha we were saying. We were saying that gives you a way to live life and you can look at things the right way.
Yeah, right, exactly, right. And then once you say that, now you can't come back with another counterexample because it could be with any example you could kind of give that type of attitude.
Right.
Yeah, that's the question. Yeah, it's an attitude. So the attitude, you could apply that attitude in a similar way, I don't know exactly the same, to any event which happens in your life. Their thing is, we didn't mean to say that nothing's going to happen to you, untoward is going to happen to you. We meant, and this is an example, we'll show you, you could take anything which happens to you and view it in a certain proper positive perspective. And this is an example. Now, maybe other things will happen. You're going to have to view differently. Maybe you have to be creative, or maybe you're going to have a different, but you have a different mindset. A lot of advantage, a lot of how events affect you are based upon the way you think about them. You know, I was reading, I've been reading a book a little bit about Stoicism. There's this very interesting book, actually. Someone gave it to me. It's called, I have it here, it's called The Philosophy of Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. Stoic Philosophy as Rational and Cognitive Psychotherapy. And basically, it's showing how there's a lot in common. The thesis is that there's a lot in common between the original Stoic philosophy and modern-day CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. And he tries to prove his point that it's really firmly grounded in the philosophy of Stoicism. He tries to show Stoicism as a very rational philosophy. And, you know, one of the things which he says is it was part of Stoicism, it was also part of modern-day CBT, which is that a person is very much affected not by events which happen, but by the way they think about events which occur to them. You know, so like if some guy cuts you off, you know, you say, that is so annoying. But it's like oftentimes what's more annoying is not the event itself, but it's the theory which you tell yourself, the story you tell yourself. That guy cuts me off. He thinks that I'm nothing. He thinks he's so important. Everyone thinks everyone walks all over me. I know, like there's a whole thought process which goes into events. And when events happen, it's like the ideas and the thoughts which go along with it, which oftentimes is what hurts you more than the events themselves. And the idea of, I guess, the CBT is to basically relearn how to view those events and how to realize that a lot of times there are cognitive mistakes in those stories to tell yourself. And if you could intellectually appreciate that those are false, then you could change the story which you tell yourself, and then you'll also change your emotions and the way these things impact you. Something like that, you know? So I'm saying it's like a similar point here is like the same event which affects you. You could be taken to the king, and you could think of that as being a terrible, annoying thing, or you could kind of have an angle and look at it as a positive thing. And depending on how you view the world, it can really affect very much the way whether something is mazik you. You know, it says, Eino Niza Kolos Hayom. It could be, again, a lot of hezek, which comes from things, is oftentimes based on your attitude and your perspective on them, not so much from the event itself. You know, of course, you know, there's some degrees of things which are really negative, but at the same time, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot about it, that perspective. So, yeah, so I'm saying is, and another thing the Stoics used to do is in the morning, first thing in the morning, they'd like be very thoughtful and think over their perspective about their life and their day and what they're going to do in the day and what their values are. That was like an exercise they used to do. So that was like, you know, similar to this point. Like in the morning, first thing in the morning, you're doing tefillah, do some school, little tefillah, and it kind of could set the tone for your day and your mindset for the day. So, yeah. Okay. That's my point. And it's a good book, by the way, if anyone wants to read it. It's very interesting. Yeah. Okay, any comments, questions? Okay. And so what I'd like to do now is we did Rashi on this point about on this Ben Olam Haba. Yeah. There's some people feel, you know, since it's been Olam Haba. But there's a Rabbeinu Yonah who interprets it differently. So I thought it might be a good idea to, you know, try that. So it's on, in the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's on about Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, does everyone have that? Does anyone want to, I can send a picture of that if that works for anyone.
Dalet Amud Beis?
Dalet Amud Beis, yeah. No. It's in the Dafei Rif, actually. It's Beis Amud Beis, I'm sorry. The Argamar is Amud Beis, but it's in the Rif. It's in the Dafei Rif, it's Dafei Beis Amud Beis.
All right. Look for Rabbeinu Yonah.
It's Rabinios, it's Ezra ben Olmava, Zach Solech Gula, Shal Harvis, the Kilo Shal Harvis. The Dafe Ref on Basil and Vez.
Okay.
So it says like this. Ezra ben Olmava, Zach Solech Gula, Kilo Shal Harvis, the Kilo Shal Harvis. This is on the Ben Olmava point, okay? So it says, Yesh Lomar. Because you do Gula Tefillah, you can have that much star that you're going to be a Ben Olam Haba. It just seems like it's too much. Right? But Omer Mori HaRav Shatam Shezocher L'Schar Gadol. Because that, the reason why Zocher is such a big star, and they shall Kadosh Baruch Hu Kishagalanu V'Tzionu V'Mitzrayim, and Hashem redeemed us and took us out from Mitzrayim. Hoya liyosenu lo lavodim. This is the purpose that we will be servants to them. Shnemar ki avadayim asher tzeisios l'meyash Mitzrayim. Right? So that was the point. He took us out and he made us slaves, servants to them. L'berchot kol Yisrael. And the brachot kol Yisrael mazkir b'chasad z'asay manah b'aray. Right? You mention the chasad that the Borei, did with us. Right? That's what you do in Gol Yisrael. That tefillah, you have avoda, and then, right after that, you do tefillah, and that's avoda, k'damina avoda, tash etash alkechem, do it tefillah. Right? So again, you do Kriyashma, you do Gula, which is the Shavach Hashem about Gula, whose purpose was to make us avoda, and then tefillah is avoda. And the fact that you mention Yisrael Mitzrayim and then you daven immediately, just like an Eved, whose Rav was Konehem, is chayev to do the mitzvahs of his Rav, Kenu Makir Atova Vehagula Shigolos Habori. So too, we recognize the Tova and the Geula, that Hashem redeemed us. Right? Mishu Avdo, and that you are his servant, the Oved also, and you're his servant. The Kiva Shemak Yishu Avdo, and Mishagalo, since you recognize that you're his Eved, because he redeemed you, but also return of Mitzvah, and you do his Ratz and his Mitzvah. And so it turns out, Shabbat Vorzeh, Zochel Om Abba. Shabbat Zochel Om Abba. Right? So the thing is that, again, that the purpose of Geula was to make us avodim. And therefore, when we talk about the Geula, and then we do a Maisav Avoda, it shows that, I guess, we appreciate the fact that he wears because he is Geulas. And that gives us the Zechus of Chol Haba. Right? Different than the Rashi's shot, right? I don't know what this chart is, but it's not the same as Rashi's. Rashi's point was is that you daven with the proper perspective. You request your needs, given that Hashem is a goal, now you ask for your needs. This is saying, no, given that Hashem is a goal, which makes us indebted to Him, and makes us avodin to Him, then immediately we do myself avoda, show that we're indebted to Him, and this brings us to Olam Haba.
Right, Peter?
Yeah.
Is that why it's at Hanetz, because that's when Hashem's Gula began? Like when he brought us actually out of Mitzrayim?
Oh, well, this is not the Hanetz Gemara. The Hanetz Gemara is on Tess. This is on the Gemara, on Dalet. It's Lav Dak Hanetz. This is just saying, anytime you do Gula. Gula Tzeil. Yeah. I'm sorry about that confusion. Yeah.
No worries.
It sounds like he's saying, like, as a consistent thing also, not just, like, as a single one-off.
What's that? A consistent, yeah, not one day. Yeah, right, it seems that way. Yes, sir. You could say that.
Because otherwise the question and the answer don't like the question is like, how could you get the scar for it? And the answer is, yeah, of course you get the scar for it.
Right.
Yeah, you get the scar for it because you're on the recognition of recognizing that you're an effort. But then, what is the tefillah then? How does the tefillah show off this?
That's a good question. I mean, he does cite a pasuk to support it, right? He says, It does seem to be true, but it's true. It needs an explanation.
I mean, it seems like you're doing bakasha.
Okay.
I guess by where you're directing your bakasha, that's what makes you an eved.
Yeah.
The mevakeh is called tzarchav.
Right, you mean from Hashem, it shows that he's expressing the fact that he's the kol yachal.
Yes.
The fact that you ask him, it shows the demonstration of the fact that you look at him that way. And that's avodah. I mean, it's like a testament to that fact, to his role. Okay, I hear that. Okay, and the Geula, so what's the role of the Geula? Somehow does what?
That makes you, it makes you embedded like an effort.
Right, I mean, the fact that he's going.
Because otherwise, yeah. Ilolo Hotio, some, we'd still be there.
Right, so I understand. I mean, our very existence as a free nation is based upon the fact that he was Goelos.
Right.
So we have like an indebtedness to him, right, for the fact that we owe our existence and freedom to him. Okay, so you do Geula, and the Geula reminds you of that indebtedness, I guess, right?
Right. And then you're naturally going to be an Eved.
Express. Then you express. You immediately express the Avdus. I mean, you do that, which calls the Avdus, Gula. Then you immediately act out the Avdus, if you will. Right? Act out the Avdus by doing a Maisa of Avdus, of subordination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so how does that cause create the din of en olam haba?
He also says it's not just that though. He says v'kevan shemakir shehu ovad mipnei shagalo. There's a lot more than just the original.
Right.
Like it's like a Kabbalah's all. So, so.
Right. Right, it sounds like that, right? It's like, well, as well. Right, you mean there's like this idea that Geula is Mechayev of Avdus. Like, you can always think of Geula in that way, right? King of Geula, look at this great thing Hashem did. He's Geula. Great. I'm so happy. Wow, look what Hashem does for me. But you don't realize it's Mechayev and Avdus. Mechayev, it sets the stage that your whole existence is based upon his chasach. And that's Mechayev you to be subordinate to him. So, but a person doesn't always think of Geula that way. A person thinks of Nisim Mitzrayim and ideas and all that, but he doesn't necessarily think of it as a Mechayev in that sense, which it is. The thing is, what happened? 1 second. Oh, no. Oh, what is he going to call back? Oh, there you go. Okay, there you go. Yeah. So, no, you just hung up again. So when it rings again, 1 second.
Wait,
sorry.
I want to click that so I
can. I know. Okay, fine. It was on then. Okay, here we go. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, yeah, so when a person doesn't always think of Geula that way, but that is a philosophical way to think about Geula. So it says when you do Geula and you immediately. You do a Maisa of Avdus, because you realize that the Geula is a reminder, brings to your mind's eye the idea of Geula, and that's a Mechayev of Avdus, and you immediately utilize it as an opportunity to express your Avdus. So maybe you thereby, in a sense, condition yourself, align yourself with the idea of being an Eved Hashem. And, you know, you might always know that you're an Eved, but it's like this activity of saying Geula brings it to your mind's eye. And when you actualize the Avdus by immediately jumping to a Maisa of Avoda, so that helps you, again, like, in actualize, condition yourself towards an expression of Avdus. Right? So it's like not just an abstract fact that you're an Eved, but you act out the Avdus. Right? When you think of the Geula, you act out the Avdus. Right? When you think every time you mention Geula, you act out the Avdus, because that's really the cause, the gorim of the Avdus. So it's like when you jump on the opportunity which you're afforded by the review or mention of the concept of Hashem as a Goel. And it could be that brings you to Olam Haba because it helps you subordinate yourself and to appreciate. A person doesn't only like to think of himself as an Eved, as being a subordinate. So it's hard for a person to feel like a subordinate. So by utilizing the Geula daily, regularly, to bring to mind your Avdus, and thereby cause you to do a Maisa of Avoda, which is heartfelt, that could be will help transform you towards really being in line with the idea of yourself as an Eved Hashem. And that changes your whole perspective on your life. Because now you view yourself not just as this freestanding guy who does whatever you want, but as someone who's moved living in line as part of a rung in a system of which Hashem is trying to accomplish through Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Yitzhak Mitzrayim is setting up a nation. He's going to carry on his divine plan, and you view yourself as a part of that plan. So it could change your whole perspective on your life, and that directs you towards the path of all above. So again, it's like a daily opportunity to do that, to align yourself with your concept, your existence as an other. What do you guys say? Sounds good?
Yeah, sounds good. And then that constant thing makes you a Ben Olam Haba.
Yeah,
because you're in line with reality.
Yeah, and you're in line with your concept, yourself as an other, that identity of yourself as an other. But it allows you to have that akara.
This would be good for the morning, too, I guess. He's not really responding to the Marav aspect.
Yeah, this is just the morning one. Yeah, exactly. He'll say it could be a little Kol Shekein, maybe the same thing as Rashi said. Kol Shekein. course. I mean, since you're usually relating to it this way, you don't want to turn down every opportunity to do it. So you don't just do it in the morning, but you even do it at night. A night is a secondary goal. Oh, well, whatever. Doesn't matter. I want to take every chance I have because I realize the importance of this. But it's lav dafka ma'ariv. It's, you know, always... Right? It's good?
Yep.
Okay. So, so I guess what we'll do next is going back to the Gemara there. If you look, you can look at yourself. The Binyon has a second shot, but I think the second shot is very much in line with the Rashi's way. So you can look if you see any subtle differences or not, but that's my impression. It's the same type of thing as Rashi is saying. So I guess what we have to do next is going back to the other thing, if you remember, the Ibai Sema Svara, Ibai Sema Krah for the Machlokas. So maybe we'll take that up next time on Thursday. I don't know if you guys saw, I'm giving the shiur tonight. That's for my ordinary men's, women's, whatever, Tuesday night shiur. But I'm giving, discussion, some Gemara's about Magefa. A little bit of discussion of the situation. So if anyone wants to call in, that's, should I post that or can you have that? Let me honest and do that. Oh, it's on this number. It's on this number at like 8 o'clock. Okay? So if you want to, let me see if this is it. Okay, but it's on this number, Ken, if you want to call, okay?
All right, thanks.
Yep.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot. Okay,
okay,
have
sure.
a good night.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.